Before we board the Amtrak train from Boston to New York City, my mom is insistent. She wants a Reuben sandwich for the train ride. I had never taken the Amtrak from Boston to New York City. I didn't know how crowded it was, but I would imagine the aromas of corned beef, sauerkraut, and Thousand Island dressing was a bold choice for a train ride. My mother's insistent on things she wants to happen, so sure enough, we got the Reuben. We arrive at the train station, luggage in tow, holding tightly to the sandwich. This gruff, serious train station attendant says, "Do you want the business car or the quiet car?" I immediately speak up and say, oh, sir, we want the business car. "Well, maybe I want the quiet car, Carly. I saw it in a movie once." Mom, you have to be silent in the quiet car, like no talking the whole time." I can be quiet, I promise. Plus, I've got my Reuben sandwich." My anxious mind begins to problem solve. Okay, so they just released the new season of The Crown on Netflix. If she gets chatty, we can just watch 4 episodes for this 4-hour train ride. We find our seats, get settled, open our sandwich, and realize we have no utensils and no napkins. Nope, that doesn't stop us. We use our fingers to eat the sandwich. We also use our fingers to eat the potato salad. Reuben juice is dripping from my fingers, and my mother loudly alerts me with a mouthful of Reuben. Wait, I got wipes. I got wipes in my purse. "Mom, shh, it's the quiet car, remember? No talking." Now, sideline here, a woman's purse is a remarkable place. You can solve many problems from the contents within a woman's purse. You never know what you'll find. My great aunt Alma used to carry a .32 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver pistol with a 6-inch barrel in her purse at all times. Similar to a woman's bathroom, a woman's purse is a portal that men are not privy to. My mom hands me a wipe. I gently wipe my hands and mouth. My mother does the same. A few minutes pass, and I begin to notice that my fingertips are tingling. My lips are tingling, too. My mother looks at me, and we discover we both have the same sensations. I look down at the wrapper, the wipe my mom gave me. It isn't a cleaning wipe or a hygiene wipe. From the depths of my mother's purse, she gave us both a Preparation H wipe. One that is extra strength to numb and provide relief from hemorrhoids. We explode with laughter, howling with our numb mouths and tingling fingers. And sure enough, the same train attendant comes over to us and gently says, "Excuse me, ladies, this is the quiet car."